ברשות מורד האפר ודור אקסר, ברשות אויסקי מתורכי ציבור באמונו, ברשות כל הכל הנכבוד. We want to know, we have leftover food Friday night. We got some schnitzel, some kugel, you put it in your fridge, and you want to eat it Shabbos morning in the meal, you want to know how to warm it up. Now, we know that min ha-toyra mitoy reiter, one is not allowed to cook on Shabbos. That's the issur, the melacha of bishul v'shabbos. One can't cook food on Shabbos. However, if my food is already cooked, for example, I've got any pot of food which is already cooked, and it's a double yodish, it's dry, and it's cooled down already, so it's already mevushul. We know that ain bishul achar bishul. There is no bishul after bishul, and hu adin ain tzliv afio achar tzliv afio. So if something is already cooked and it's cooled down and it's a dover yobish, because if it's a dover lach, there is bishul achar bishul where machmir if it's gone cold. But if it's a dover yobish, ain bishul achar bishul. That's min ha-toyra. However, Chazal, our chachomim were choishish. And they were worried that if I put a pot of cooked food on the fire on Shabbos, even if there's no bishul, even if ain't bishul achar bishul, however it's mechdeik in the bashul, it looks like I'm cooking. And the Chazal did not like the idea that a person should look like he's cooking on Shabbos, mechdeik in the bashul. So Chazal said you can't put a pot of cooked food on your fire on Shabbos, unless you can eliminate the problem of mechzik mevashel, unless you can make it look as if you're not cooking on Shabbos. And how does one do that? One does that with tnoi chazora, with a list of rules, specifications that Chazal gave, that if you put your pot of food on the fire in such a way, it won't look like you're cooking. So we know that if we want to take something off the fire on Shabbos and take some food out and put it back on the fire again, you can't just take it off and put it back on again, because if you put it back on again, that's mechzik mevashel. So how does one put his pot of food back on the fire in order that it should not look like you're cooking? A whole list of tnoi chazora. Number one, the fire has to be goru for kotum. You have to have a blech on your fire. Number two, daitel lehachzir. You have to take it off with the intention of putting it back. You shouldn't leave go of the pot, oiz of the yodoy. The pot has to be hot, or it's got to be reteach. It's got to be mevushel kol tzarkoy, it's got to be fully cooked. And you can only do chazor, you can only put it back on the fire, on your stove, and not into your stove. Onto your oven, not inside. That's chazor al gabo, and not chazor betoicha. If you're mekayim all these times, if you have all these specifications, then it doesn't look like you're cooking. It just looks like you're returning the pot onto the fire. So bishul is also midiraisa. Bishul acha bishul is mutter min atoyer. Mechzik imevashul is also midirabono. With tnoi chazora, it's not mechzik imevashul. But to take something cold, which is cooked from my fridge, and put it on my fire, even if it's cooked, ain bishul acha bishul, but by taking it from my fridge and putting it in my fire, I don't have the tnoi chazora. First of all, it's cold. I didn't have daf to be machzir. It wasn't in my hand. It's not roteach. So I'm lacking all the tnoi chazora here. I can't take something out of my fridge and put it on the fire because I don't have the tnoi chazora. It will still be mechzir kimevashel. So what do I do? So here we have a mechaber, Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish and Gimel. If you look at our papers here, there's a stira in mechaber. There's an apparent contradiction in the Mechaber, in the same siman between two Se'ifim. The Mechaber in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Se'if Gimel, tells us that Hamashkim Avoyker, somebody wakes up early Shabbos morning and he sees that his chont is burning. A terrible tragedy. His chont is burning. Now he's got to sort this problem out. It's going to get more burnt. Now he's got a chont on the fire and there's no blech there. Chont on the fire is getting burnt. How can you stop it from getting burnt? Says the Mechaber, you can lift up your pot off the fire, don't leave go of the pot, and make sure it's still hot. Take an empty pot, turn the empty pot upside down, put the empty pot on top of your fire, and put your chont on top of the empty pot, and that will stop your chont from getting burnt. However, says the Mechaber, you can only do that with Tnoi Chazora, i.e. make sure it's still in your hand, make sure it's still hot, because if you don't have Tnoi Chazora, it will be Metzik in Mevasha. So my pot of chont is getting burnt, I take it off the fire, I take an empty pot, put it upside down, and I put my chont on top of the empty pot, although only with Tnoi Chazora. Otherwise it will be Metzik in Mevasha. That's the Mechaber in Tzif Gimel. Says the Mechaber in Tzif Hei, if I have a meatloaf in my fridge, it's cooked, but it's cold, and I want to eat it warm, L'chol Shabbos, what can I do? I can put it on top of my pot of food. I have a pot of food on my fire. I can put my meatloaf straight on top of the pot. Why? Ein derech bishul betach. This is not the normal way of cooking. Nobody cooks food on top of pots. Therefore, you can take a meatloaf from your fridge. It's already cooked. There's no problem with bishul. It's already cooked. You put it on top of your pot, and it's fine. Ein derech bishul betach. You can warm it up. Ask the achrayim. A theory between this seif and that seif. When you turned your pot upside down to put your cholent back on the empty pot, so it shouldn't get burnt. The Mechaber stipulates you can only do that with Tnoi Chazor. You can only do it in a way that it won't be Metzik in Mevashel. With all the Tnoi, Moise B'yodoi, Roteach, all the Tnoi. In Tzif Hei, when the Mechaber says you can take your meatloaf and put it on top of your pot of food, the Mechaber says you can take it straight out of your fridge without any Tnoi Chazor. How come in Tzif Gimel the Mechaber says you need Tnoi Chazor? And in Tzif Hei, the Mechaber says you don't need Tnoi Chazor? That is what the Achrayim deal with. That is what the Achrayim grapple with. And there are various terutim given by the Achrayim. However, the teretz, which is given lehalocha, the teretz of the Biur Halocha, which he quotes B'Shem Prima Godim, and the Tisefa Shabbat gives the same teretz, says the Biur Halocha, the chiluk is in Tzif Gimel, your pot of food, your pot, your empty pot, is empty. Bashenkin in Tzif Hei, the pot of food is full. In Tzif Gimel, you're putting the food which you want to keep hot on top of an empty pot. And in Tzif Hei, you're putting your meatloaf on top of a full pot of food. Putting food on top of a full pot of food is Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Putting food on an empty pot, what is an empty pot? Empty pot is merely a blech. It's merely grufon ketumo. It's no more than a blech. If you're putting your food on top of an empty pot, you put it on top of the blech. On top of the blech is a normal way of cooking. And therefore, you need to know chazor. Otherwise, it will be mechzik in mevashe. It'll look like a cooking. But if you put your meatloaf on top of a full pot of food, that is ein derech bishul bekach. It is not the normal way of cooking. You cannot call this mechzik in mevashe. It doesn't look like I'm cooking, because nobody cooks on top of a full pot of food. On top of an empty pot of food, it's merely grufon ketumo. So I have my fire, I have an empty pot. What does the empty pot do for me? It's a blech. It doesn't look like a blech, but it's a blech. So therefore, if you're going to put your chunk back on top of that empty pot, you're putting it back on the blech. Back on the blech is metzik in mevashel. You need to have tnoi chazor. In Tzif Hei, I'm taking a meatloaf from my fridge and putting it on top of a full pot of food. Nobody cooks like that. Ein derech bishul betach. It's not mechzik in mevashel. It doesn't look like I'm cooking. Ein derech bishul betach. That is the chiligim. So far we know that I can take cold cooked food from my fridge and put it on top of my pot of food. Ein derech bishul betach. There is no mechzik in mevashel. No problem whatsoever. Now comes the shaila. What happens if I take my meatloaf from the fridge and I put it on top of my pot of food? It's not going to get warm enough. I've got a big pot of food, and by putting it on top, it won't get warm enough. I need to warm it up in a different manner. So now the Achronim, today's Achronim, Rav Vozner, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, they ask the following shaila. What happens if I have a fire flame, a gas stove, and on top of the gas stove, I have a blech? So it's already grufon ketumo. And now, I take an empty pot, or an empty silver pool container, turn it upside down, put it on top of my blech, and now I want to put my cold food from the fridge, my cold meatloaf and put it on top of that silverfoil container, on top of that pot. What has changed over here? Here I have two things. I've got a blech and I've got an empty pot. So you can't tell me that my empty pot is acting as a blech. I already have a blech. So what's my empty pot doing to me? My empty pot is making my fire into a situation of ein derech bishul bekach. Because people may cook on a blech, but why would they cook on top of a blech plus an empty pot? Or maybe not. As long as there's no food in between my meatloaf and my fire, then the fire relates to the food that's up there. And even if I have five things on top of the fire, as long as there's nothing in between, the fire relates to the food that's on top. Whereas, if I have food inside my pot and I put my meatloaf on top of that, the fire is relating to the food that's on the fire. The meatloaf that's on top of there is not on the fire, it's on the pot. That's the shayla. The shayla is, what do we need? Do we need to have food in between the fire and the meatloaf in order for it to be considered ein derech bishul bekach? Or maybe not, you don't need food. When you don't have a blech and you've got an empty pot, so the empty pot is acting as a blech. But if you've already got a blech and you put an empty pot on top of your blech, so maybe then it's ein derech bishul bekach. So can I take a kugel, a schnitzel, a meatloaf out of my fridge, put it on top of a silver foil container, an upside down silver foil container, which is on top of my fridge? That is the shayla zachoy. Comes along the Vosna and Shlomo Zalman, and they say, ain't there a bishul bekach only when there's food in between your fire and the meatloaf. The fire is relating to the food that's on top of it, and not to the food that's on top of the food. Whereas, this is not Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is what Rabbi Yashar Paskin. He says, whereas if you've got a clear economy, if you've got an empty pot and a blech, the fire is relating to the food that's up there, and therefore it's awesome. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Ovda are matir. So you've got a machloikas, achroim, today's Paskin, whether you can do it or whether you can't do it, and which, whatever you do, you're covered. Now, I'd like to bring a raya, I think, possibly, from Mishneh Brura to those who are matir. To the matirim, to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and to Rav Ovna. Why? There's a Mishneh Brura in Simin Shin Yud Chet. Reish Nun Gimel, Simin Reish Nun Gimel is the halachas of Shehiyah and Chazor. Simin Shin Yud Chet is Hilchit Bishul B'Shabbat. The Mishneh Brura, all the way in Simin Shin Yud Chet, talks about Bishul Achav Bishul. And the Mishneh Brura is Mavliya Betok Dvorov. He says as follows in two places. He says, Ein Bishul Achav Bishul. There's no problem of Bishul Achav Bishul on Shabbos. And therefore, something which is Mavushul, says the Mishneh Brura in two places, I can take it and I can put it in my oven, even if it's cold, as long as it's a Dovah Yovish. Because only by Dovah Yovish, Ein Bishul Achav Bishul. I can put it in my oven, even if it's cold, Ein Bishul Achav Bishul. As long as I put an empty pot inside there and put it on top of the empty pot, you should put a clear egg on it. Chazanish asks two caches on this piece of Mishneh Brura. Number one, he says, you can't do chazorah inside an oven. You can only do chazorah on top of an oven. Only al gabon or toicha. Secondly, says the Chazanish, the whole idea of clear egg on it is because clear egg on it reduces the heat. An empty pot reduces the heat. That's why I can do a clear reconnaissance on top of my stove, but inside an oven, it won't reduce the heat. That's Kashi the Chazanish Lishitoto, who holds that a blech has to reduce the heat. Lepidim Ishtiburu, who holds that clear reconnaissance doesn't have to reduce the heat, that's not a Kashi. A blech doesn't have to reduce the heat. But I have a third Kashi over here. Clear reconnaissance, we just said, you can only do Chazorah. You can only do Chazorah to clear reconnaissance. Only with Tanoi Chazorah. How can I take a cold food from my fridge and put it inside my oven on top of the clear reconnaissance? There's got to be food inside that pot. With an empty pot, I can't do chazorah. Only with no chazorah. Maybe there's a difference where the empty pot is. An empty pot on top of a stove is a blech. Acts as a blech. An empty pot inside an oven, ein derech bishul bekach. Nobody cooks inside the oven on top of an empty pot. Meila, that would make it into a derech bishulakach. An empty pot on top of a stove is a blech. You've got a blech, you've got a silverware container, you've got an empty pot, it's all the same. Whereas if you put an empty pot inside the oven, that is a derech bishulakach. So if you have an empty pot on top of your stove, you can only heat up the food with tanoi chazorah. Whereas if you have an empty pot inside your oven, an empty pot inside your oven is ein derech bishulakach. And therefore you can even take it out of your fridge without any tanoi chazorah. If so, we would have a raya from Mishnah Brura that an empty pot could be considered ein derech bishulakach, even if there's no food inside that pot. And therefore, if you've got a blech already on top of your stove, and now you're putting an empty pot, the pot is not acting as a blech anymore. I've got a blech. What's my pot doing? My pot is creating a situation of ein derech bishulakach in order that it should not be mechzek mevashel, in order that it should not look like cooking. L'sikum advorim. If I take out cold cooked food on Shabbat, as long as it's yovesh, I can put it on top of my pot of food because ein derech bishulakach. If I take out cold food which is already cooked and it's yovesh, and I want to heat it up not on a pot of food, to put it straight under my blech would be a problem, because that's a mechzik mevashel, and you don't have your tnoi chazorah. It's from the fridge. Masha'en kein, if I will take an upside down container, an empty silver full container, I put it on top of my blech, so now I have a blech and a kederer ikonis, says Rav Ozan Rishon Zalman, that creates a situation of a derech bishulakach. And I think maybe we have a riot from Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Yud Chet, and therefore you could do that on Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiv is machmir, and he says it's no good. And Tovi Aleichem Brocha, whichever way around you take, whichever side you take. Bit of drush. This week's parsha Vayikach Koirach, Ben Yitzchok, Ben Kohath, Ben Levi, Ben Yaakov Shteitnish. It doesn't say Ben Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu asked the Rebbeinu Shlom, "Bikaholom al teichad kevoidi." Yaakov Avinu did not want his name mentioned in association with Koyach, and therefore the cut-off line is Ben Levi and not Ben Yaakov. There's an interesting Gemara in Chagiga. Arbo nichnetzu lepardes. Four people delved into Sifrei Torah, into Kabbalah. One of them was Acher. Acher was Elisha ben Avuyo, and Acher was from the Gdoi Le'olam, and Acher kitzet b'netiyot. Acher chopped the saplings from the orchard. Acher went off, he became an apikoros. Once he came out, he became an apikoros. And Acher even said there was two reshuyas, chas v'sholem. And a basko came out and said, "Shuvu bonim shoyzim chutz me'acher." Acher has no hope. No, shuvu bonim shoyzim chutz me'acher. Acher will not be zoyche to olam haba. So Acher said to himself, "Nu, meile, olam haba lech nish tovn. At least, lechol hapochot, let me enjoy olam haza." And Nebuch is yotzal talbut zro. Acher started doing dvorim shoyotu, started behaving straight away from the normal ways of Yiddishkeit. Says the Gemara, "Ma'aseh be'acher shoyoroichet al asus b'Shabbos." Acher was riding on a horse on Shabbos, and Rebbeir was a Talmud of Elisha ben Avuyah. He was a Talmud of Acher, and he was running after him to learn Torah. And he was riding his horse on Shabbos, and Rebbeir was walking. And when he got to a certain stage, so Acher says to Rebbeir, "Chazoy l'acharecha, turn around and go back home, because I've just measured with a horse's hooves that we've reached Tchum Shabbos. So meile me, I'm enjoying Olam Hazeh. But you, I don't want to be machshel you. You had rachmonos on Reb Meir." So Reb Meir says to him, "I don't understand. You're telling me chazoy l'acharecha, after chazoy l'acharecha. Why don't you go back? Why don't you return to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam?" So Acher said to Reb Meir, "Kvar shamati me'achore ha'targoy, I've already heard from behind the partition, shuvu bonim shoyvedim chutz me'acher. There's no hope for me." Lemaite, in the end, the Gemara tells us that after Reb Meir and Reb Yochanan ben Nista, they managed to sort Acher out. How they did it, And where they had a kerach from to do it, there's a whole piece from Rav Dessler explains it. But Lamaisa, they managed to pull Acher out of Gehenim. That's just that we should hear the good news. Says Tosfos, B'shem Yerushalmi, why did it happen to Acher? Lomo Iralika, how could it be that a person should go as Yusuf Tachtoina, should go Mirome Igre Lebora Mikta? How could it be that somebody who's so great should sink to such depth? What happened over here? No, the truth is that Elisha ben Avuya himself explained it once to Reb Meir. And he explained it with a pasuk of Toiv Achris Dovo Meirei Shisoi. And he asked Reb Meir pshat in this pasuk. And Reb Meir gave him a pshat. And Acher said to him, no, that's not pshat in the pasuk. Pshat is different. And he said, I'll tell you a little maisa. By my bris, says Acher, my father Avuya was from the Gdol Yerushalayim. And because he was from Gdol Yerushalayim, he invited all the Gdol Yerushalayim to the bris. And at the bris, all the Gdol Yerushalayim were sitting in one place. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were sitting together in a different place. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua started talking and learning. And they were talking and learning, and they were flying from Nevi'im to Ksuvim, from Torah to Nevi'im, and backwards and forwards. V'hoyu ha'dvorim smeichim k'nitinot ol mi'sinai. And a fire came down and surrounded them. And Avuya said to them, what are you doing? You're trying to burn my house down? And they said, no, we're just talking and learning. And because we were talking and learning, and smeichim advorim k'nitinot ol mi'sinai, a fire came down because Torah mitzvah obeish. And when Avuya heard this, he said, im kachi koicha shel Torah, if the power of Torah is so, then I will want to be mafrish this son who's now having a bris today for Torah. And he was taken mafrish in the Torah. And Elisha, Acher, taken became a gobel. Ober said, Elisha, because my father's kavona was not l'shem shomayim, that's why it happened. And that's pshat toiv achiz dovo mereishisoy. Toiv achiz dovo, something ends up being good, Meirei Shisoi, because the beginning, because the root, the Shoyresh, was also good. That's just Toiv Achiz Dovor Meirei Shisoi. The problem is that the Gemara asks, the Bavli asks, Acher Mai, why did Acher become an Apikoyres? Says the Gemara, Zemer Yevoni Loi Posak Mipume. He used to chant, he used to sing Greek songs. Lopotek Mikupume means he never stopped singing the Greek songs. The Gemara says also that Acher was a big Rosh Yeshiva, and when he used to come into Yeshiva, he used to hide the Apikolsa, the Sforim, Chisoyim, the Sifrei Minim, inside his pockets. But because when he came to Yeshiva, he used to talk in learning, and he was so involved in learning, when he used to stand up, Kishahoyo Oymed Mi Beit HaMedrash, all sorts of books used to fall out of his lap, and he didn't even realize. That's why it happened to Acher. So the question is, why did it happen to Acher? Did it happen to Acher because of Zemi Yevoni, because of Sifrei Minim, or because his father, by his bris, didn't have kavona to be mafreshim the Torah, the Shem Shomayim? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Chavada Havada, the actual reason why Acher became the Apikoyres was because of Zemi Yevoni, was because of Sifrei Minim. But how the also came, and it was zoicha to be choyze b'tshuva. There were people who became apikorsim, and in the end they did tshuva. What happened to Acher though? Acher, because the root, there was a problem with the root, there was a problem with the shoyrish. It wasn't the Shem Shomayim. His father was mafrish and returned to Shalodi Shem Shomayim, and that is a deeper problem on his father's darga, which created a situation that if the shoyrish is no good, then the maisim which come afterwards will have no takona. Even though Talmid Chochom Shesorach Yesh Loi Takona, or Ba'acher was a Talmid Chochom Shaloi Hoya Loi Takona, because the Shoresh, the root, was problematic. That's Chach Toiv Achiz Dov Mereshusay. When Yaakov Avinu said to Rabbeinu Shlonim, Bikaholam Al Teichat Kevoidi, I don't want to be associated with Koyach's name, it wasn't just that he didn't want to be associated with Koyach. He asked Rabbeinu Shlonim that the Shoresh, which will cause that to be a koyrach, should not come from him. He should not be that shoyrish. And that we see, Vayikach Korach v'nitzor b'gad ben Levi, that Yaakov Avinu was not, Baruch Hashem, the shoresh for Korach. What we do may not have necessarily bad or negligent ramifications today. It won't affect us, but we don't know if it's a root to a problem which may happen later on. Toiv achiz dover mereshisoi. We should always, our rashis should always be toiv, that the achiz dover will be toiv, and bezchut that we will be zoich to the Gula Shleima.